Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth on this fifth day of September. I can't even pronounce my own month, September. And I am so grateful for you. This is Pray Every Day, where I have the opportunity to pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we're in the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 15 through 24. Yesterday, we read about Rahab sheltering the spies and her faith. And we're going to continue that story today in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Then Rahab let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, "Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers find you. Hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way." The men said to her, "We will be guiltless of this, your oath, which you've made to us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, tie this thin line of scarlet thread in the window which you used to let us down. Gather to yourself into the house your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. It shall be that whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be guiltless. Whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is on him. But if you talk about this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless of your oath, which you've made us to swear." She said, "Let it be as you have said." She sent them away, and they departed. Then she tied the scarlet line in the window. They went and came to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but didn't find them. Then the two men returned, descended from the mountain, crossed the river, and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. They told him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "Truly Yahweh has delivered all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land melt away before us." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful victory, and we see it even before it happens, and this is a good report. And I just think about that time where Joshua and Caleb went along with the other 10, which makes 12 spies, and they came back from their spying of the land, and only Joshua and Caleb believed that you were big enough, Lord. And here we have just 2 sent, so I kind of wonder if Joshua's thinking, "I'm not sending 12, I'm only sending 2. Sent these 2, and they came back with a good report that God was on their side, and he was going to give them victory, which I just love. And the truth is for us is that because of Jesus's death and resurrection, we have the true victory as well. No matter where our feet go, you are going to give that land to us, that place, that growth in the sanctification journey. You're going to be there with us, for us, beside us. And I just love you so much for that, Jesus. Thank you for the faithfulness of Rahab, and that she definitely followed all of the instructions that she received. I also really love the idea of a scarlet thread of redemption, that this is a red cord, like a almost like a blood artery falling out of that window. And it just foreshadows what is going to happen in the future, that just kind of like the Passover blood of the lamb over the doorposts of the home, we have this thread of scarlet, this symbolism of blood. And then, of course, we have Jesus in the New Testament, that his blood shed for us covers all of our sins. So thank you for the harmony of Scripture. Thank you for the symbolism that we can find throughout Scripture, whether we're in the Old or the New Testament. So thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the beauty of it. Help us to fall in love even more and more with your word, and to absorb it, to believe it, and to live it. Lord, I pray for my friend today who's battling an addiction, and I pray, Lord, that you would bring rescue, that they would make a choice today to throw out that scarlet thread outside their window and say, "I'm done. I want to be protected by the Lord. I want to be rescued by the Lord. So I'm realizing I cannot tackle this addiction or this repetitive sin on my own anymore. I give up. I surrender. I reveal who I am by putting that little scarlet cord out my window. I admit that I cannot do this. I need the help of God Almighty to deliver me from so great a peril." And so, Lord, I pray that they would come, quote unquote, to the end of their rope and throw that red rope out the window and say, "Help me, Lord, help me. Only you can deliver me from this thing that I have been enslaved to for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Lord, you are the great emancipator. And we know that from the story of the nation of Israel. They were enslaved, and yet you set them free. So I pray that for my friend listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can write a little review or give it some stars wherever you're listening to it. And if you have a friend that might think, no one in the whole wide world is praying for me, you can send wherever you're listening to this, just send them, forward them a link to this podcast or click the share button, and then they will be prayed for too. And that would be really lovely. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day.